Speaker Johnson releases 2026 NDA to help Trump's peace through strength agenda. By Olivia Rondo on December 8, 2025. The final text of the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, for the 2026 fiscal year was released Sunday evening. With House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, saying it will help advance President Donald Trump's peace through strength agenda by codifying 15 of his executive orders and strengthening national security. The House amendment, which is expected to be voted on later this week, is also aimed at countering anti-Semitism and eliminating programs that discourage military readiness like CRT, DEI, and climate initiatives, according to Johnson's office. If passed by Congress and signed into law by the president, the NDAA will get enlisted service members a 4% pay raise, support the deployment of National Guard and active duty troops to the U.S.-Mexico border to intercept illegal aliens and drugs, strengthen U.S. military cooperation with Israel, and more. Republicans also want to streamline military operations by eliminating $20 billion in obsolete weapons, inefficient programs, and Pentagon bureaucracy. The NDAA also includes funds to accelerate the development and delivery of space capabilities to counter Chinese and Russian nuclear arsenals and space surveillance, the Speaker's office said. Another highlight is a prohibition on contracts for advertising firms, like NewsGuard Technologies Incorporated, that blacklist conservative news sources. This year's National Defense Authorization Act helps advance President Trump and Republicans' peace through strength agenda by codifying 15 of President Trump's executive orders, ending woke ideology at the Pentagon, securing the border, revitalizing the defense industrial base, and restoring the warrior ethos, Johnson stated shortly after the bill text was published. This legislation includes important House-passed provisions to ensure our military forces remain the most lethal in the world and can deter any adversary, he explained, before pointing to Trump's stance against the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and highlighting tax cuts to bolster the middle class. President Trump has made clear the past few decades of investments propping up Communist China's aggression must come to an end, and this bill includes important guardrails to protect America's long-term investments, economic interests, and sensitive data. The NDAA builds on the landmark investments included in the Working Families Tax Cut, ensuring America has both the economic strength and the military power to deter our enemies and protect our interests worldwide. The legislation improves the livelihoods of America's brave men and women in uniform by giving them a well-deserved pay raise, and ensures our warfighters have access to the best and most innovative military technologies. Under President Trump, the U.S. is rebuilding strength, restoring deterrence, and proving America will not back down. President Trump and Republicans promise peace through strength. The FY26 NDAA delivers it. House Armed Services Committee Chairman Mike Rogers, RL, also shared his support for the bill, saying it delivers on President Trump's promise of peace through strength and ensures America can deter our adversaries and protect our homeland. He, too, highlighted the bill's capability to combat the Pentagon's broken bureaucratic acquisition process so that our troops can quickly get the tools they need to deter our enemies, instead of waiting up to a decade while our adversaries field new technologies within months. I'm eager to send this to President Trump's desk so we can give our military the tools they need to remain the most ready, capable, and lethal force in the world, the chairman added. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.